why are you running? He says, well, you don't want to get in, you don't end up with an ugly one, do you?
Are we on?
I think we are. So this is the, well, they're called audio blogs in the absence of a proper description. And instead of boring you by actually boring ourselves by typing out what's on the show, we thought what we'd do is do an audio blog so you can hear about some of the things we've talked about and stuff coming up on future shows. That's about right, isn't it?
We haven't done one for a while, have
no,
we?
No, no apologies for that. We've been a little bit concerned about the future of Kane's Brewery in Liverpool, which has rendered us a little bit incapable of any work that's not been entirely necessary to get the show on the air.
We've got to do your bit, haven't you?
What?
You've got to do your bit.
Well, we've done our bit, and you know, there's been several pints of Kane's that have been consumed, and I think there's a direct correlation between the future and the security, the future security of Kane's and our beer consumption.
Correct.
Good. Right then, so blog. What did we do last week? Last week was, they're still wiping the blood off the studio walls.
Last week, it was going off big time. Have you got like a dance beat you could put under that? It was going off big time.
I'll see what I can find for you. Why was it going off big time, Will?
Because we did some controversial debates, as Mrs. Merton used to say. You insulted the elderly folk of the area. Yes, you did.
Anyone.
You got called an insolent young pup by a lady. Because you said, you asked a question.
She was obviously phoning up the wrong radio station. She obviously thought it was Radio Bore or something.
You asked a question.
Yeah.
Why do old age pensioners deserve special treatment?
Yeah.
Because it's a mantra, isn't it? It's like, oh, be nice to them, they're elderly.
I'm 86, you know. I'm 86.
And all we said was, why? 86. All we said was, justify it, tell us why.
Yeah.
And that seemed to put the cat amongst the pigeons.
Well, they weren't happy, were they?
They don't like cats, old people, but they do like pigeons.
Funny that, isn't it?
They're always feeding them, aren't they?
Yeah, they got a little bit upset, but I did issue an apology.
You did?
I did. I actually went on the following day and I said, if you felt offended by the show that happened yesterday, then if you call me up, either on air or off air, I'll issue you an apology. I'll give you an apology.
Yeah, but you don't need to do that now.
What?
Well, this is the podcast. They're not going
to... Well, no one old would know how to use it, would they? So you can all just fuck off. Well, edit that bit out. So we did that. What else did we do? Polygamy.
I look at the wrong sheet. Polygamy.
I enjoyed polygamy.
Polygamy, the practice of marrying more than one wife.
Yeah.
Again, we thought we'd challenge. We were challenging a lot of mantras last week.
A lot of mantras were challenged.
And we said, what's so wrong about polygamy?
I think, and I outline this view in great detail, there are many, many positives about it. And we spoke to Randy as well.
Yes, Pastor Randy.
Yeah.
He was a preacher from an evangelical Christian organization in America called biblicalfamilies.org. And he was basically saying, it's okay, because in the Bible they had loads of wives.
Yeah, it's great. It's in the Bible, it's fine.
They did a lot of stuff in the Bible that you wouldn't want to do.
They stone people.
They did. And also, my favourite thing about biblicalfamilies.org is they had a logo.
Yeah.
And you know, like a logo, it's supposed to represent the family in a kind of stickman form.
Yes.
So, you know, normally, if you did that, you'd kind of have a tall stickman for dad.
Yeah.
A smaller, but still adult stick woman.
But with a triangular skirt.
With a triangle, for a skirt. And then maybe two
small,
very small,
very small
stick men to represent the kids.
Kids.
Well, their logo is fantastic. We should start using it somehow. It's the tall stick man in the middle representing the dad.
Loads of skirts.
He's got two. No, he's got just got two skirts, one on either side of him, representing his couple of wives.
Yeah.
And then each of them have got a couple of kids as well.
Brilliant. That's the way forward. Should we have that on our logo page?
Yes.
Do that on the page of our website. We did that. And also, to be incredibly serious, we also talked about the Gurkhas, which was a campaign that I think everyone is behind, really. And, you know, I can't imagine anyone not being in favour of letting Gurkhas, you know, these hundreds of men who are prepared to die for this country, many of whom, you know, did that. I mean, a lot of Gurkhas, you know, have sacrificed their lives to keep this country free. A lot of Gurkha veterans who want to come and live here, but this government is saying, no, you can't. You can't, no.
It's weird, isn't it?
No, well, everyone else in, but you can't.
We got one of the biggest responses we've ever had to a show from that in terms of phone calls, texts, emails, Facebook messages. Mm. We were bombarded, and I would say 99% of them were on our side, or on the side of the Gurkhas, if you like, saying this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a government that's in real deep doo-doo.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it just make a decision for once that we're populist and the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And just let we're only talking about 2,000 guys.
It would be so easy, wouldn't it? And it was interesting talking to one of the legal team who are representing this group of Gurkhas. You know, it's very much a test case, and we shall find out imminently what the result is. You know, he was saying the government's just dug its heels in about this. It's just like it shows such arrogance. Mm. But actually, it's not stupidity, because, you know, if old Gord wanted to get his rating up in the polls, what better way to come out and go, Gurkhas, you're all welcome, you know?
They're jealous. The politicians are jealous, and I'll tell you why.
They haven't got the knives?
No, well, partly that, but they're too busy stabbing them in each other's backs if they did.
Good point. Well made.
They're jealous because, you know, they're often from... They're egomaniacs, politicians are.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Often from privileged backgrounds, and they go through life being told, oh, you're very special, you're the best, you're in charge, you're our leader. And they don't understand why we, the British people, don't like them, but we do like this group of, to them, upstart third world soldiers.
I think you're
right.
They
kind of think, well, why do you like these soldiers and not us? Yeah. And the answer is because they're decent, honourable human beings.
They're brave human beings. So that was some of the stuff in last week's show. And just a reminder, if you want to support the Gurkhas, go to our website, www.citytalk.fm. I mean, if you're listening to this, chances are you've either downloaded it from the website or you're on there currently. So go and have a look at the Duncan Barks page and find out more about the Gurkhas. Stuff coming up on the show. Well, where do we start? I mean, it's just like a long shelf full of delicious cakes. I'd like to get my gums around the cake, which is all about UKIP.
UKIP?
UK Independence
Party.
What does
UKIP stand for?
The UK Independence Party, and their leader is a Nigel Farage, and he's in the city of Liverpool, so he's going to spend an hour of his time in our studio on one of the shows talking all things UKIP. A lot of questions I want to ask him.
What is his name?
Nigel Farage.
I thought it was Farage.
Well, it's spelled F-A-R-A-G-E. So you could argue that it kind of just rhymes with garage, Farage.
See, if he's so anti-European, why is he taking on a kind of, it's almost a French, a Francais pronunciation?
Nigel Farage.
Farage.
Anyway, he's here. Not Gordon Brown, who's the other one? David Cameron famously described him as loonies, fruitcakes and closet racists. So I'm going to ask him if he's in the closet.
Or if he's a fruitcake.
Or indeed a loony. So that's that. Ramblers?
Yeah. Ramblers. You know, ramblers, you tend to think of them as kind of, well, gentle folk. Gentle-bearded folk who like to walk around the hills. They're being very difficult about coming on the show.
I've got to be honest with you, I'm torn on this one for the very simple reason that the great Janet Street Porter used to be president of the Ramblers Association.
Well, maybe she'll come on because they're being very reluctant about
coming
on the show.
I can't be doing anything that might upset the great JSP.
She could eat an apple through a chain link fence.
Mm. They're being difficult, these Ramblers.
They have a history of being difficult.
Difficult.
They're always banging on about right to roam the countryside, even if that means going across someone's backyard or field.
You see, if I paid millions of pounds for a nice house somewhere in the country, if I had a country house in the country, right... I wouldn't want anyone walking over my back garden. I'd pay good money for it.
I was
walk round. Walk round it.
Well, this is what we want to ask them. And we want to ask, or if you're listening to this next week, we wanted to ask.
And maybe we did.
Yeah. Depends if they come up with the goods this afternoon.
Yeah.
We wanted to get one on from the Ramblers Association and say, you know, what are you? Are you freedom fighters or are you a bearded nuisance?
Yeah.
So watch this space or listen to this space and we'll see.
I can't decide for the last part of this audio blog whether or not we should tell people about ex-convicts should be tagged or about speed dating.
Ex-convicts. And it's tagged for life. I forgot to write that on the sheet.
I see. I think that is such an obvious solution. In this season of party political conferences around the United Kingdom, why hasn't anyone who's responsible for law and order come up with this potential bit of policy? It would be a vote winner, it would cut crime at a stroke, and you would get every person in the United Kingdom supporting this idea.
I think if they wanted to know what policies they should set, they should just listen to the Duncan Barks show, weekdays, 9 till 12, stick around for the city surgery afterwards.
That's good, I like that.
And they could get all their policies sorted out.
Yeah, I mean, we're like one big throbbing focus group.
We are. Like a Ford Focus Max, 1.7.
So that's the Duncan Barks show. Forthcoming shows and stuff we've done. And thank you very much for downloading this or listening to it on the website. And thank you for tuning in weekday mornings 9 through until midday. So just run that by me again, okay? He said you have to run fast for what reason?
Well, so they're chasing after the camels, and the first guy thinks they want to ride them into town, and the other one thinks they want to, well, you know,